Blog Talk Radio. great opener, and welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody for a wonderful Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. It's a beautiful Wednesday.
I wasn't ready. My headset was kind of crooked.
Well, we thought the song had another minute, the opening song, and we were chatting away, drinking coffee, and then we realized the show was opening, and we're like, oh, my gosh, let's grab our headsets. Really, if you were to spend 10 minutes with us, any of our listeners, you'd be like, it's amazing you all function.
It's amazing that we actually do this on time ever.
Is it? Yes, it's rather shocking.
Because we're usually running Yeah,
we're usually running. And we actually went to the
gym
tonight early because we've been, you know, it gets late to go to the gym after the show.
It does. So I have to get up early for work in the morning. So for me, by the time we do the show, go to the gym, I go home.
But we have biceps. Look, we
have
biceps. I mean, we've never had biceps before.
I told my son, I'm a bodybuilder now.
Really?
And he just laughed at me.
No, but, you know, I mean, you want to look good in a tank top.
That's my goal. I don't want the, what do you call them?
The flabby underarm.
Yeah, but they call that something. What do they call
fat.
That?
Fat.
And you know what's
funny?
When I was little, my grandmother had that under her arm, and I used to play with it.
See,
and it was so soft.
And that was a fine, and see, you know, okay, all kidding aside, that was a fond memory. So
it was. I loved her skin.
You know, I mean,
she
had a lot of it. No, I mean, there's nothing wrong. For me, I hate it when you, like, clap your hands and your underarm keeps going that flat.
But look,
yeah.
See, it's not doing
it's
it
It's not
as
doing
much.
It. I know.
If you wave, and it's not waving as much underneath.
Is it waving less? I'm sitting here
waving.
Jessica thinks. All right, so let's talk about some really cool stuff. First thing, what are we going to do tonight? Take calls, do readings,
Readings. Bam.
And if you want one, give us a call at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. Okay, so that's a really good thing. Number two, uno, dos, dos.
Uno, dos, tres.
The second thing, Jessica and I had the opportunity last weekend to meet with someone who I was able to acquire some really, really, really old coins.
Oh, and they're so cool.
They're so beautiful, and they're Roman coins, and some of them date back to, like, I think it's 51 or 53 AD.
It's Roman times, whatever
that was. Just imagine holding a coin that that maybe one of the disciples held.
I know. Isn't
I mean,
that
how
cool?
Cool is that?
It's very cool.
You know, it blows my mind. So so we have some of those, and I will put a select few up of those, off of those on the internet. I'll send it out only to the people who I currently have emails to. I promised a dear friend two of them, and I have to give her those two because I know it's important to her. But some of those I will put up for sale.
Definitely.
Because they're just like the coolest thing ever. And I took them to a coin shop and had them authenticated,
mm-hmm.
and every single one of them is real, and they're just beautiful. And the values of them are quite stupendous,
actually. It just amazes me that these coins are still in existence.
You look at the faces, and, I mean, they're so clear
they
and
are.
Clean. And apparently the woman who – she had passed away, but she was a coin collector.
Coinologist?
what do they call them?
I don't know. I don't know
We can never get that one right. But anyway – she had very good detail in all of her coins, and all of them are rated very good, which is very fine, actually.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty cool. So I was really happy about that, and it was exciting for us because it was quite an adventure.
It was like finding treasure.
It was, because we had gotten this connection, and we went out and met with the woman,
mm-hmm.
and she was really very, very nice, and it just went really well.
It went wonderful, very nice lady. It was cool.
And I want to talk about how sometimes we're guided, you know, like I told Jessica I was, you know, I was guided to this. Like it kept showing up on my computer. I'm like, what is this with the Roman coins? I don't even know they were out there. Like I'm not a coin collector per se. And so it was really cool to it just kept popping up on my screen, kept popping up. So I knew I just had to follow that. And so it was meant to be, you know. So
well, quite obviously, because I had never heard you talk about Roman coins ever.
No, I didn't even – they never entered my mind.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So how weird is that?
How weird is that? So really, really, really cool, and it's just so cool. It's just the coolest thing. I mean,
it's cool, and the fact that you have them in your possession, and one of these Romans from whatever that year was.
I know, a gladiator.
A gladiator.
Somebody wearing Roman leather lace sandals.
Yeah.
Right, with one
Ben
of those
Hur.
Ben Hur may have. Yeah. Well, they, and they're from like Constantine and,
right.
and all those.
Those
I
were
mean,
the rulers
mm-hmm.
back then.
Caesar. Mm-hmm. We have all of them. I mean, it just blows my mind.
It's mind-blowing.
Okay, I'm going to get my mind back together because obviously, but it was very, very cool. So I think anything that you can touch was close to the time of Jesus is like pretty cool. It just, you know, it's like really, really cool. And the other thing I want to talk about is we have been creating some little pieces of artwork. I'm creating protection boxes. These are boxes that have five crystals in them, quartz
uh-huh.
crystals, that come with sage, and the prayer hedge of protection is also actually is put on. It's laminated lacquered onto the inside lid of the box, so you can literally
cool.
light your sage and place your crystals in your home. Crystals were put there by God. They are in their original state, the way they're intended to be, and they give you protection. So if you want to make sure your home is cleansed and clean, you know, we often say that the prayer hedge of protection here on this show, we say it all the time. I say it every single day before I read, and I'm actually going to say it right now. But if anyone's interested in one of these boxes, give me a holler because
they're beautiful. I'm looking at one right now.
Ah, there you go. Yeah,
and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is, aren't they? They're really nice.
Beautiful.
And what I do is I put the five crystals, because you want to put five crystals in your home at certain points, and that'll come with an explanation letter. But these are quartz crystals, and a little bit of smoky quartz comes with them too, because it's even stronger for the center one. And then we put the prayer hedge of protection in there, and then in addition to that, we do sage, and we explain how to use the sage. And these boxes take about 3 weeks to complete, but they're beautiful when they're
beautiful.
Done. And we kind of consecrate each one with a prayer before it goes out. So it's kind of neat. So if anybody's interested, they're selling for $69.95, and they're beautiful.
I want one.
You may have one. I can make that happen.
But I don't want to pay $59.95.
Well, it's $69.99, and you can't have
no.
one then.
See, I gave myself a discount.
You gave yourself no. I since I make them, I bet we can make that happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
I like that.
The cost, you don't really. They're not really paying anything for the.
No, they're worth a lot more.
Yes,
than that.
it's the crystals too that that are really mega.
The box itself is gorgeous.
I know they really came out beautiful. I'm really proud of them. Okay, so we're going to say the hedge prayer protection tonight because anyone who's listening or anyone who listens to the show later can utilize this to help cleanse their home and to make sure that they build a hedge of protection around their home. So I'm just going to start tonight's show with this prayer, and then we'll move on to doing a reading. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, trusting in the promise that whatever he asks the Father in Jesus' name, he will do. Jessica, you want to say this with me?
I don't have it in front of me, and I don't know it by heart.
Oh, well, you don't have to. I'll give you – I have copies of it all over my office. You see that? Aren't you impressed? So
I am.
Never can you come into my office and not say the prayer because it's always hanging around here somewhere. And by the way, I like to say this prayer. I mean, I say it every day. If you're doing readings or something, this is a great prayer to say. Or if you're feeling anxious or sometimes, and we've all felt this way. Like you'll be sitting there and you feel like you're not alone and you want to make sure that whatever
uh-huh.
presence is there is a good and healthy one, this would be the one to do. So we'll say it in unison. Ready?
Trusting in the promise
that whatever
Father,
we ask the Father, in Jesus' name he will do.
We
now approach you, Father, with confidence in
our
Lord's word
and
your infinite power and
love
for us and for our households and families, and with the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother
of God,
Blessed Apostles Peter and Paul, Blessed Archangel Michael, our guardian angel and the guardian angels of our households and families,
with
all
the saints and
angels
of heaven,
and
holy
in
the
power
of his blessed
name,
as
ask you, Father, to
protect
our household
and
its members,
and
keep
us from
the
harassment
of
the
devil
and his minions.
Father,
we ask and desire to serve you and adore you and live our lives for you,
to build a hedge of protection around our household like that which surrounded Job, and to help us keep the hedge repaired and the gate locked so that the devil and his minions have no access or means to breach the hedge except by your express will. Father, we are powerless against the spiritual forces of evil and recognize our utter dependence on you and your power. Look with mercy upon us and upon our households and families. And do not look upon our sins, O Lord, rather look at the sufferings of your beloved Son and see the victim whose bitter passion and death has reconciled us to you. By the victory of the cross, protect us from evil and rebuke any evil spirits who wish to attack, influence, or breach your hedge of protection in any way. Send them back to hell and fortify your hedge for our protection by the blood of your Son, Jesus. Send your holy angels to watch over us and protect us. Father, all these things I ask in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. We love you, we worship you, we thank you, and we trust in you. Amen.
Sorry, I had to scroll.
That was kind of funny, actually. But I saw you do that.
I was amening.
I know. I would have done the same thing. Very good. All right, so that's the Hedge Prayer Protection. If anyone wants to copy that, by the way, you can get it on my website. Just go to www.drginny.com. That's drginny.com, drginny.com. And I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take our first caller here right now because they've been sitting here so patiently. And this caller is coming in from area code 904 with a prefix of 534. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida. Okay. And how can I help you tonight?
I'm always trying to see if you see another job coming for me anytime soon. It's like this job that I'm currently in, I feel like it's not stable. And I feel like it's something that they're not telling us because we're like an outsourcing company.
Mm-hmm.
We do work for AT&T. But
right.
It's something not sitting right with me, and I don't feel any security.
Okay.
I feel like eventually AT&T would drop the will pull the contract with the company that I'm with.
All righty. And the reality is I don't see that that's going to happen. So I just want to tell you that. Like when I asked the angels if that contract is going to get pulled, I don't believe that it's going to. And I think that in all actuality that contract is probably going to stay right where it is.
Okay. Well, still, do you see another job for me?
So when I asked the angels if you're going to find another job, they say that you will. However, they say it's directly equal to the amount of input you put out. So in other words, if you're actively going after a job, and they're saying one that's feasible. Now, I don't know why they're saying that. Have you sometimes in the past or do you now sometimes apply for jobs that are maybe out of your league or you know what I'm saying? Okay. Because they're saying it has to be a job that's feasible. And by that they mean a job where you could realistically get that position. And if you're applying for jobs like that, they're showing me the number 3, which is really short. It could be 3 weeks, maximum 3 months, and you can have new employment. Will you like this job? They're telling me you'll like the job. You'll feel like it was almost a God-given miracle because it'll fit you so well. You'll just be so happy with the job. Okay?
Okay.
So the answer is yes, you will. Who is Ned, Ted, Ed? Who is that person in your life?
I have no idea of anyone by that name.
Living or crossed over? I'm getting the name Ned, Ted, Ed. I can't understand it.
No one to my knowledge.
Okay, then I will not pass this message along. If you do happen to remember, give me a call, and then I'll open that communication for you, okay?
Do you know what the message is?
Well, it really, it's it's not. I don't think it's nearly as important as if you actually know who it's coming from, because then it just seems like a random message. But if you equate who that person is, it's somebody. I feel like it's somebody on the other side, clearly, who has passed away, who died in a very not good way, probably in a crime, not a crime. While he was
Fred?
Committing. I'm sorry.
Fred? Could it be Fred?
It could be Fred. Yeah, like I was saying, it sounded like Ed, Ted, Ned.
I grew up with a Fred that was. It was killed in a shootout, like in a
shootout.
Car.
Yep, it was gunfire. Yep. Okay. This is the person communicating with you, and he calls you baby girl. I don't know why, but that's what he calls you. I don't know what he used to call you. Probably not that if you grew up with him, but he's calling you baby girl now, and he's telling you his message for you is he's proud of you. You've done really well, and you've stayed out of trouble. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what connection he had to you, but apparently you showed him some kindness at one time. Something on a playground, it has something to do with basketball court. I can't explain
that.
Yeah,
we used to always, like, go to this basketball court that, you know, where we grew up, because it was like a small town, and that's where
uh-huh.
everyone used to meet up on Sundays.
Okay. Mhm. And did you ever? How old were you when you knew him?
Oh, I knew him for years.
Okay, this is gonna sound silly. Did you ever use chalk?
It had to be like my middle school, high school years.
Okay. Did you ever draw with chalk? It doesn't matter how old you were. Did you draw with chalk with him? Or spray paint or something? Because he's showing me something on the blacktop or the basketball court. Like, just you two just shared a special moment where he felt like he could be himself around you, and he really liked that.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that had to be Fred.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's where that Ed, Ned, Ted was coming from, and he just kind of gives you a nod. And he wants you to know he's proud of you. He says it wasn't always so easy for you, but it's easier now, and you're living your life right, and he's proud of you for it. So I guess you had some turmoil in the past?
I used to, like, it got to one point where I felt like I had to always, like, fight all the time
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it was just, you know. But, you know, I made up in my mind that's not the path that I wanted to take, so I started, like, associating myself with, you know, different people.
And that's when the change took place for you, and that's why you are where you are today, working where you are today, employable with skills, and your head's on right. And he says you keep moving in that direction, and he knows you will. He just wants to say, hey, he was just always very fond of you. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, cool. All right, so I passed that along for you, so that was kind of a nice little treat.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Listen, you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye now. That's always neat when somebody, you know, that they knew from the past comes across. I don't know how happy she was about that. She didn't sound too thrilled. But.
No, she didn't seem thrilled. I would be really excited,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know. It always amazes me. And that's why I didn't want to pass the message along unless she knew who it was.
Right.
You know, but when I said it was during a crime, then she knew right away.
Right.
But it's hard because sometimes, you know, we're not expecting to hear from that person, so we're not thinking
right.
about that
Right, you're not thinking
person.
Along those lines, right.
But he really had a soft spot for her, and he kind of wishes he could still be here enjoying life, but on the right path.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not, and that's the way it is.
Oh, what are you going to do? That was his
life.
That was his path
his
at that
cross
time.
To bear at that time.
Right.
And you know, ever since I got those Roman coins, it's all I could think about is the cross and the cross that, I mean, just think of, it just blows my mind. I'm like so, this is like so freaking cool.
I know.
You know, it's really cool.
It is very, very cool.
It's just pretty neat.
You should go to the bank and say, I would like to cash in this Roman coin.
Yes, and how much interest has it earned? Well, and it's funny because I did check the value of some of them.
Uh-huh.
I went to a dealer, and he gave me some ideas, but he told me where to check, which made it a lot easier. And some of them are beyond valuable. Shockingly valuable.
Wow.
Yeah. So, matter of fact, I've got some of them written down. It really kind of caught me off guard. Didn't expect that.
Oh, wow.
That was just for one.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, pretty cool. The other thing I want to talk about tonight is something that a good friend of mine sent that was in an email. And it was such a good story. I started reading it. It teared me up. Then you started reading it. It kind of teared you up, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So it was kind of neat. Do you want to share that story?
I can do it. I'm a little
phlegmy from the
phlegmy.
Coffee. That's okay.
This is what happens to me when
Welcome
I drink
to Florida.
Coffee with cream.
I know, but the coffee's good, so.
It's so delicious. It's worth
Clear your throat. Don't worry about it. It's full.
Okay. This is a New York City taxi driver that wrote this. And what he said was, I arrived at the address and honked the horn. After waiting a few minutes, I honked again. Since this was going to be my last ride of my shift, I thought about just driving away. But instead, I put the car in park and walked up to the door and knocked. Just a minute, answered a frail, elderly voice. I could hear something being dragged across the floor. After a long pause, the door opened. A small woman in her 90s stood before me. She was wearing a print dress and a pillbox hat with a veil pinned on it, like somebody out of a 1940s movie. By her side was a small nylon suitcase. The apartment looked as if no one had lived in it for years. All the furniture was covered with sheets. There were no clocks on the walls, no knickknacks or utensils on the counters. In the corner was a cardboard box filled with photos and glassware. Would you carry my bag out to the car, she said. I took the suitcase to the cab, then returned to assist the woman. She took my arm, and we walked slowly toward the curb. She kept thanking me for my kindness. It's nothing, I told her. I just try to treat my passengers the way I would want my mother to be treated. Oh, you're such a good boy, she said. When we got in the cab, she gave me an address and then asked, could you drive through downtown? It's not the shortest way, I answered quickly. Oh, I don't mind, she said. I'm in no hurry. I'm on my way to a hospice. Excuse me. I looked in the rearview mirror. Her eyes were glistening. I don't have any family left, she continued in a soft voice. The doctor says I don't have very long. I quietly reached over and shut off the meter. What route would you like me to take, I asked. For the next 2 hours, we drove through the city. She showed me the building where she had once worked as an elevator operator. We drove through the neighborhood where she and her husband had lived when they were newlyweds. She had me pull up in front of a furniture warehouse that had once been a ballroom where she had gone dancing as a girl. Sometimes she asked me to slow in front of a particular building or corner and would sit staring into the darkness, saying nothing. As the first hint of sun was creasing the horizon, she suddenly said, I'm tired. Let's go now. We drove in silence to the address she had given me. It was a low building like a small convalescent home with a driveway that passed under a portico. Two orderlies came out to the cab as soon as we pulled up. They were solicitous and intent watching her every move. They must have been expecting her. I opened the trunk and took the small suitcase to the door. The woman was already seated in a wheelchair. How much do I owe you? She asked, reaching into her purse. Nothing, I said. You have to make a living, she answered. There are other passengers, I responded. Almost without thinking, I bent and gave her a hug.
Oh, I know.
She held on to me tightly. You gave an old woman a little moment of joy. She said, thank you. I squeezed her hand and then walked into the dim morning light. Behind me, a door shut, and it was the sound of the closing of a life. I didn't pick up any more passengers that shift. I drove aimlessly, lost in thought. For the rest of that day, I could hardly talk. What if the woman had gotten an angry driver or one who was impatient to end a shift? What if I had refused to take the run or had honked once and then driven away? On quick review, I don't think that I have done anything more important in my life. We're conditioned to think that our lives revolve around great moments, but great moments often catch us unaware, beautifully wrapped, what others consider a small one. Aw, don't make me cry.
I know. I'm wiping my eyes. It's like, that was, isn't that so sweet? And the thing is, it's such a beautiful story. And here this woman was going off to hospice, you know?
All by herself.
All by herself. Just imagine that being the end of your life. But, you know, she seemed like she was content. Like, you know, she got that one last drive around, which she didn't even ask for. It was a gift. And in a way, she wasn't so alone when she went.
Right.
And I think a lot of times we all have an opportunity to be there for somebody, even though we don't realize how important it is to them at that moment. And my kids are always get mad at me because when we're out driving or something and they get frustrated with another driver, I always say, now, don't honk and definitely don't do a hand gesture. I'm not saying they would, but they are teenagers, and which would be very inappropriate. But I tell them, you know, you don't know what the news that person that may have gotten that day. Maybe they found out they had cancer. Maybe they just found out their husband or wife or mother or father or child is terminally ill. You don't know. You don't know what's going on with another person's life. So show a little bit of kindness and give them the benefit of the doubt. And if you do that, you may just brighten, you know, a person's life that really needed it just that time. And that man, he didn't know what he thought he was just picking up a fare.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
And how sweet is that?
It's so sweet, you know, and it just it touches your heart, doesn't it? I know. I'm sorry I made you cry.
Don't make me cry.
I apologize, but that was just such a sweet little story, and I really liked it, and I thought it was really good. So anyway, there you have it.
Well, I think old people are just so sweet and cute. And,
I
you know,
love old people. Ever since I was a kid, I've loved old people, and I think old people, we wouldn't be who we are today. Our
we're
country.
Becoming old people.
Yes, we are. And you know, I'm going to say this. Old people formed who we are, who our country is today.
Gosh.
We formed part of this country, too. Our input, our jobs, the way we did them, how we reacted, how we are in the community. It's all created what this world is today. And so the seniors deserve respect. They, you know,
I agree.
Because they cannot maybe go out and work a job the way they did before doesn't make them useless.
No, not at all.
Their wisdom is priceless, you know. It's priceless. And how many times, and you know, think about this. What most of us, now I know some of us have had some horrendous upbringing. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe their home life wasn't so great. But for the majority, it was good.
Uh-huh.
And so I can use this analogy. Who wouldn't want to be able to get a mother or a father back to just sit and chat with them?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
my God.
And get their advice. And just, you know, ask them, you know, what's your opinion on how I should move forward?
Right.
Because that's so sweet. And that's, you know, seniors, they're so good about giving advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really are. You can ask them almost any question, and they can tell you a story about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, don't discount seniors. Sometimes a smile may be the last one they get, so give them one. Right?
Good advice.
Good advice. I don't know. That was just such a touching story. It really... really touched me.
Yeah, me too, obviously.
That's so good. I know. I'm sorry about that. That's why I had you read it. I wouldn't have gotten through it at all. Okay,
thank you.
I know. It's better you than me. I would have been bawling. You know, when I lose it, I really lose it. I'm really bad. Okay, so our next caller is calling in from area code 856 with a prefix of 776. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome, Laura. And what part of the country are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Ah, New Jersey. Wonderful. What part of New Jersey? No, you don't really have to tell me if you don't want to.
Down by Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill. Good. Okay, good. And how can I help you this evening?
I'm looking for a permanent job and possibly a move, and I was wondering if you're getting any information on that.
Okay, so here's the thing, okay? I don't know where you're thinking of moving to, but I'm going to tell you where you are going to be moving to, which may or may not surprise you. I feel like you're going to be moving north. Does that surprise you?
No, but I don't know where north.
Okay. Well, here's the next question. North could be, you know, I think you might be moving out of the state of New Jersey. So would that be New York?
Yeah, that would be New York.
And that doesn't thrill you.
Well, New York is not, I don't know, it's not, you mean like Manhattan, New York, or maybe?
I don't know. They're just showing me north. I wish they gave me an address because I would give you one in a heartbeat. But they're not. But they're telling me north.
I like nature it's just, yeah, I don't know, the city is not, I'm not
maybe,
a city person.
Maybe something more upstate. You know,
yeah.
Could be possible. But I see you're going to be going north. And the other thing that I see is that I don't know what you do for a living, but I'm seeing a lot of file folders, and I'm seeing do you work in either HR or some kind of, like, consumer, I don't know how to put this. Don't say anything yet. I see file folders. That's what I'm seeing, lots of file folders. So tell me what you do now.
Well, I frequently work under the HR umbrella because I develop training. I develop training.
Okay. And it was funny because when I said the HR or, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what, I just see all these folders. So I see the folders. So, okay, I'm definitely connecting with you. Here's the thing. I think that you're about to go to, I actually am seeing you go to a large insurance company.
There's a job opening with Prudential, but that's in Roseland, New Jersey, which is north.
And that's north, okay.
Persephone.
I know Jessica knows Persephone well, too. We spent a lot of time
in
Persephone.
Persephone.
Isn't that where Society Hill used to be?
No.
No? Okay. Anyway, I can tell you that... I do see a large insurance company that you're going to be employed by. So does that fit the bill for what something you've been looking at then, you said?
Well, I wasn't planning on going that far north, but if it's, I mean, I saw it in passing, so there was a job with Prudential. Are you picking up anything about Prudential?
No, I'm getting north, and it'll be with a large insurance company. That's about as accurate as I can get. I mean, generally the angels won't tell you to go to Aetna, but what they will tell you is that it's going to be with a large insurance company, right? So they'll narrow it down for you, and that's pretty good. I mean, at least they've narrowed it down to the industry, and you said that there's a job there. So to me, I think that's, frankly, if I were sitting here looking for guidance, I would say that pie just hit you in the face. Because really, okay, I don't know what more the angels could do beyond that, because I think that's really right dead on. So, and I see that it's going to give you almost a $10,000 a year increase. Now, I don't know what you're currently earning, and I don't know what that job offer is for, but they're telling me you'll increase about $10,000 a year.
And so it doesn't have to be New York. It's just north. So it could definitely
north,
be that.
Just north. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I'm seeing north. That's it. So I think that would fit you perfectly, and that would certainly be worth moving for, wouldn't it? Plus, you need a change right now. You're bored.
I am bored. I'm very bored.
I know. I can see it. You're bored, and also you're frustrated. Now, was there a relationship that you got out of? That wasn't working, and it's been a little bit of time, and now you're just decided you need some new surroundings completely. Okay, because I see all this now I'm going to ask you, do you have freckles, or does the person you were with, because this sounds so weird, I'm seeing almost like auburn hair and freckles.
Yeah, that's me. Although I dye my hair now.
All right. Well, you don't have to admit that. It's just when it comes through that strong, I just like to validate it, because it's more validation of what they're telling me. So $10,000 increase with a large insurance company moving north, and it's the right thing to do. But they're saying to me that you need to change what you do to create that new exciting life. Now, sometimes, because that's what you're looking for, more adventure, more excitement. You feel like you're in a rut, you're bored, and frankly, you're just done with it, and you're ready to move on. And there's nothing wrong with that, but when you get to that point, you want to make sure that you just You actually move on. You know what I mean? And when you get to that new location, you can't go back to the same old things you used to do. Otherwise, you're going to be in the same old rut, just in a different, you know, location, different geography.
No, I agree 100%. I'm planning on, I want to get into kayaking and nature hikes and doing all that.
Perfect. And now you're coming up on the right months for that as well. So
sure.
Doesn't matter where you're located, you can start doing that. Kayaking is great exercise. It's also great for seeing, you know, wildlife and beautiful scenery. There's a lot of that here in Florida. Matter of fact, Jessica and I were just thinking about her taking her daughter and me taking my kids and going kayaking.
Yeah.
Because we really love it, you know.
It is. I love it, too. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's fun and it's good exercise. It's fresh air, and so it's a win-win. You might want to consider going to a meetup, meetup.com, and they have groups that get together and do kayaking.
I will definitely do that because I do get a house eventually. That's what I'm. That's my number one goal. So
you will.
I'm hoping. Good.
You'll end up with a house. I think though first you'll be in like a townhouse, and then you'll move into your own house.
I can't wait. I just can't wait.
Okay.
Really.
Good deal.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. You are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Thank you very much. You gave me a lot of good guidance, and I will let you know how it goes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay, take care, and God bless. Bye-bye, Laura. Well, she was really sweet, huh?
Yeah, she sure was.
Yeah. It's always...
A fellow New Jerseyan.
We love fellow New Jerseyans. It's really definitely been the night of connections tonight, hasn't it?
Yes, it sure has.
A lot of connections. I think that's pretty good, and I really like that. Let me go ahead and take our next caller, and it looks like they're calling in from area code 201 with a prefix of 232.
Hi.
Hi, and who are you?
My name is Maria.
Maria, and where are you calling from, Maria?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. I should know that because of the prefix on your phone number.
Yeah, and we were just talking about area code 201.
Yeah, actually, on the way to the gym, Jessica met me at my house, and we were on our way to the gym tonight, and she said, where is area code 201?
And we realized it was New Jersey. We should have remembered that because we both are from New Jersey.
Yeah, we're both from New Jersey, so there you go. So how can I help you, Maria, from New Jersey? What part of Jersey?
I'm right in the middle, Mideast.
Mideast. Oh, yeah, because they put that on the map. They call it Mideast, New Jersey. What town are you from, Maria? Come on.
Oh, what town? I'm from Bayonne.
Bayonne, okay, Bayonne. I happen to know Bayonne very well. I was baptized at St. Rocco's on Bergen Line Avenue in Union City.
Oh, wow. That's Jersey City.
That's Jersey City. I'm a Jersey City girl, yes. And you could tell that Jessica and I are – actually, Jessica's from New Jersey, too. And Jersey girls, you don't mess with them, do you?
No, you don't.
No, let me tell. I always say to Jessica, if we're ever out with our daughters, and anyone were to mess with us, they would be so sorry.
They would be in big trouble.
They would. They would never. You know, we'd probably get in more trouble because we would just decimate them. Because we're from Jersey, and you don't mess with Jersey girls. So there you go. So Maria, how can I help you?
I wanted to look at any jobs coming my way. I do have a home-based business. It's very slow. I was just wondering if you see me out in the work field anytime soon.
Okay.
Again.
All right. Well, let me take a look. Here's the one thing that I am seeing, and I want to say this. You're saying that your home-based business is very slow. But the weird thing is, I also see that one of the reasons why you have this home-based business and have enjoyed it for as long as you have is because it gives you a lot of flexibility, correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And let me ask you this question. Are you ready to give up that great flexibility?
go, but it's not bringing in the money I need to get pay my bills and do what I need to do.
Okay. All right. And I also see that that business, correct me again if I'm wrong. I could be totally wrong. But does it have a tendency to take you to other places? Do you have to, like, do you buy and sell? Is that something you do?
No.
Okay, I don't know why I'm feeling that. I'm feeling like you buy some things and then you sell some things. I don't know what else to say, but that's what I'm getting. I know it sounds kind of weird, but that's what I'm getting. I'm not quite sure here because hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. So here's the thing. I think that you should stay in your business. I just think you need to expand it. You haven't tapped into all the resources that you need to tap into.
That is true, because I was thinking of opening an Etsy shop, and I just don't know if that's going to be enough. I have friends who do that, and
right.
It doesn't bring in an awful lot. They tell me it helps with, you know, some side bills, but not something to make a living on.
Okay. So here's the thing. I feel like that it will help and grow. Have you ever thought, and I don't know how this fits, but have you ever thought about talking to wedding planners?
No.
Do you carry items that would work well for bridal showers, bachelorette parties, wedding gifts?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
I do favors, and I do a lot of other things.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So now, again, I'm going to ask, you've never spoken to wedding planners and approached them?
No, I have not.
Okay. So guess what? This is why your business is not taking off, because really, if you're a wedding planner, what do you want? You want a unique gift for your bride that she can, or bachelorette party or shower that you're putting together, and sometimes all three, and you want to be able to depend on the person that's doing it, and you want to be able to also know that it's going to be unique. And I have a feeling that's something you specialize in is unique, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, so this is what you need to do. You want your business to go through the roof to the point where you can hardly handle it anymore. You start going to these different bridal places and planners and saying, give me a shot. I will blow your mind. And your bride will be so pleased, because everyone gets the same stupid stuff at weddings. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
And forgive
right.
me, people. They're not stupid stuff, but you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's the same. Yeah. Exactly. If I get one more netted bucket of almonds, I'm going to scream. you know, like what they all do. So it's like you know, if you go and you offer, and then this is the next step, though. You don't stop there. Then when it's successful, you ask them to write you a testimonial, okay? And you create a little portfolio with the testimonials, a little booklet. And then you take that around to some of the other ones. And next thing you know, you're not just, I mean, you'll be the it girl for Jersey for those kind of things, okay? You can even extend, if you want to the what I call the nut house, the city, but, you know, I'm not so sure I would go in that direction. I think you could be so big in Jersey that you don't have to go beyond that.
Okay.
Okay. That's how you can stay, because you're good in your business, and you're not the kind to work for somebody else. You'd go crazy.
Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
Right? And you pay attention to detail, and you want it to be right, and you want it to be a certain way. Can you imagine you going to something like this? You'd go nuts. And you're Italian, too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I know. I got you. So that's what you need to do. You know exactly what you need to do. You start putting it out that way. You'll start expanding. You will be the girl that everyone calls for party favors, because they'll be like, oh, she's so unique. She's always got original ideas. She always delivers on time. And that's the one thing you never have to worry about when you're doing a wedding, is for somebody to you don't have one piece of it bail out, then you're in trouble. So I'm telling you, this is what you need to do. So if you love doing it, you're good
Thank
at
you.
It, and you want to be self-employed, you just haven't gone and done the most important piece of that puzzle.
So let me ask you this. I just delivered, just this week, flyers to two places in town that host birthday parties, communions, whatever.
Venues, okay.
And they asked me for flyers, and they asked me for a couple of samples of things that I make. So I did
Perfect.
Deliver all that just this week. Will that give me business? Do you see that bringing in some business for me?
I think it will bring you in a little bit of business, not a lot, but it will bring you in a little bit. The reason why, or by the time the people get to that venue, they rent
okay.
the venue, but I think the person renting it is like the party planner or the wedding planner. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So okay. you need to get to those. So you need to get to the event planners, the wedding planners. These are the people that you need to go to, because I'm going to tell you right now, I actually happen to know somebody who's one of the event planners here in the state of Florida, and
okay.
she will try somebody out. If somebody comes to her and says, give me a chance, she is type A, 100%, I mean, neurotic, OCD, making sure everything's right, micromanaged, but let me tell you something, her events are flawless. I mean, some of the biggest and the best organizations use her now. I knew her when she first started, and she has grown, and she's done so well. But if somebody comes to her and says, I do this, give me a chance, she'll give you one chance. You blow it, you're done, but she'll give you one chance. That's what you go and meet these people, and they'll say, okay, you know what, we'll give you a shot. As soon as somebody says, I want something unique, which is every bride, then they'll give you a call. And that's where you're going to specialize.
I was just going to ask that. Okay.
Yeah.
So
and do me this favor, you know, promise you're going to deliver and then over-deliver. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Always plan on over-delivering, because that's the only way to do it. You over-deliver.
I did, like, walk the avenue in town, and I went to a few coffee shops and places, flower shops and things like that, and
mm-hmm.
it was not very successful.
Well, no, because the truth is, and I'm going to be honest with you, you're hiring a wedding planner, the wedding planner's going to go to the flower shop. They come to her, they send her this stuff. It's kind of like saying, I'm a plumber, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to put my advertising flyers all out at those up in, I don't know, the Appalachian Mountain campsites. Because ain't nobody up there using plumbing, right, except outhouses.
Uh-huh.
They probably wouldn't
okay.
need your service. People going to coffee houses, that's not their focus. You know, their focus isn't, you know, somebody who's going to be providing your kind of service. The people who need your kind of service are going to be going to bridal stores and looking for, you need bridal planners, event planners. Those are the two people that you need to go to, bridal stores. Because bridal stores is where a bride first goes. But the truth is, you really need to hit the wedding planners. Those are the ones, if you get in with them, you got it made. And do you have unique type stuff?
Yes, but my services are, my things are not only for weddings, they're for baby showers, they're for birthdays,
right.
they're, you know, I mm-hmm. do all the holidays I have things for.
Right, and so you would become the person for those type of things, and that's why wedding planners, event planners, and a soft side is the bridal shops, but I'm telling you right now, go straight to the source. Because
okay.
the people who are hiring wedding planners can afford to purchase these items to give them away. You know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, who's having a wedding, well, maybe not to each other. I don't know what the laws are in New Jersey, but I'm thinking, you know, if you're planning your own wedding, you have a little bit tighter budget, right? People who aren't planning their own wedding normally have a little bit larger budget.
Right.
And if you want, you can go to some of the larger venues and ask them what wedding planners they work with. and listen to this very carefully. They'll say, oh, well, we work with X, Y, and Z, and say, oh, do you have their cards? Then you take those cards, and then you go home and you call those people and say, you know, the people at the Stonehouse or at this place or at this venue suggested I give you a call because of the products that I offer. So now they almost feel like it's a referral. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So you get it? Yeah,
I
that
get
way it's a secondhand referral, but they don't realize it because they're thinking, oh, if they recommended her, I should talk to her because I go to them for my venues, right?
Okay. Yeah,
that
sounds really good.
That's how you make your business go. And I guarantee you, if you take those steps, the ones we just talked about, which, you know, if you pound the pavements for the next month doing that, you will have more business than you know how to handle.
Really? Okay, because
I
was sitting
you.
Here thinking I want to give this up. You know, I was trying to decide maybe I should just give this up.
The only reason why you want to give it up is because you're not making any money. And, you know, after a while, you got to earn money at what you're doing. And the way to earn money is to get it, your information in the hands of the people who actually would do the purchasing. And so that's where you've been missing the boat. You know, it's kind of like you could spend $100 on flyers and put them in a coffee shop, but, you know, what's the average age of that person in the coffee shop and what percentage of them are holding events? It's such a narrow, you're not targeting your market at all. Going to wedding planners, event planners, going to the venues and asking what planners they use, that's targeting your market.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds great.
All right, listen, good luck to you. I know you're going to do well. Remember, it'll take 1 month of you hitting the pavements. You'll be shocked at how successful you are, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Maria. Okay. You're so welcome. Listen, God bless you and good luck, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, she was really sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Maria, nice Italian girl from New Jersey. We love that. Okay, we're going to take a short, very short song break, and then after that, our next caller in line is from area code 719. We'll be with you in just 3 minutes.
How to be brave?
And there you go. That was a great song, you know, Christina Perry, A Thousand Years. I think it was also used in Twilight. Wasn't it one of the Twilight?
Yes.
Yes.
And I love that song. It's so romantic.
Oh, good. It's so good. I just, that movie is so good. You know, I think I would let a vampire bite me if it was him. He's hot. No, I'm kidding. I don't want any vampires biting me. You believe in vampires?
I don't know what I believe as far as vampires go.
Why?
Because I've always been kind of fascinated by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved vampire movies. I don't like scary movies. Vampire movies I've always liked. I don't know. It seems non-realistic only because, okay, they're not alive.
Right, right.
So how are you living when you're not alive? It makes no sense to me.
Makes no sense at all, does it?
No. And you have to drink blood. Why?
Right.
Why can't you just eat a cheeseburger or something?
I know you're a vampire, but when do you eat this cheeseburger, you're going to die.
It's just the whole drinking blood part doesn't make sense to me.
I understand that. I don't understand it. I mean, there's so much in this world we don't know.
Right.
But I would think if there were vampires out there, wouldn't we eventually get on the news? People were drained of their entire blood in their body. And, you know?
Right.
You would think after a while.
Or animals or something.
Right. You know, there were these two puncture wounds right around the carotid artery,
mm-hmm.
and then they were, you know, and all the blood was drained from their body.
Unless it's kept so top secret.
Yeah, but we're talking cops, and we're talking, you know, who would be first on the scene, right?
Right.
And so those people, those are the people who would talk because they'd go home and tell their wives, and their wives tell their friends. Because I know stuff I'm never supposed to know because of the wives of the people, yeah, because they tell me.
Well, and plus, everything gets on the computer. Everything is on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Anything.
I agree. You can't keep some of these secrets for too long. There's just no way. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller at 978-373. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. I don't believe I ever called into the show. Can you ask any question or...
You can ask any question as long as it's not illegal.
No.
What's your first name?
Oh, Kathleen.
Kathleen with a K or a C?
K.
Okay, Kathleen with a K. What part of the country are you calling from?
The U.S.
The U.S. What part of the country are you calling from? The U.S. Well, could you be more vague?
U.S. of A, Massachusetts.
Okay. That works out
fine. I
didn't
want to give out too much information.
I understand completely. Don't worry about it. You crack me up, but I understand completely. Okay, so how can I help you? Ask anything you want.
Well, I just wanted to know, the gentleman I'm seeing, I don't know if it's going anywhere or not. And if it isn't, I wanted to know if, you know, you saw someone else coming into my life, and if so, when? Or if this guy is a keeper.
Okay, so here's the thing I feel with the guy that you're with. And this might sound really kind of weird, but maybe you'll get it. I feel like he errs to the conservative. He's kind of a more of a conservative guy. Is this correct?
On the borderline, I guess.
Okay. And do you feel that he's great at doing stuff? You guys have a great time together. You do enjoy spending time with him. But do you kind of feel like he always – there's just that line he doesn't cross, and he's really careful about commitment?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Because I feel like he's really, really cautious to say the right things, but never to say the thing that would lead you to believe that he's in for a penny, in for a pound. You know what I mean?
Into
committed.
The long haul,
exactly.
Exactly.
That's what I mean, exactly. And so I'm telling you, he's not doing that on accident. He is doing that on purpose. He is. Yeah, he is. It's not that he doesn't see you as a future mate. It's just that the whole concept and permanency of a commitment like long term like that totally freaks him out. he may talk about other people and how great it is at the right time when everything's good, but boy, getting him to do it is not going to be an easy thing. And he's happy with the way things are for the most part, with some changes, you know?
Yeah, what changes?
I can tell. Yeah.
It.
Like, him, he's like, why upset the apple cart, you know?
Yeah, but I want more now.
And so here's the thing, okay? There's two ways you're going to get more, all right? First, you can express it to him. Say, look, you know, I want to make sure, I'm not saying today, but I want to make sure we're both on the same page, because sometimes two people think they are and they find out they're in different chapters in the book. So I want to make sure we're on the same page. You know, I wanted to have a relationship, but I want to know that that relationship, if it's healthy, is going to continue and grow, eventually heading towards a commitment. But I would not be interested in a relationship that, no matter how healthy it is, would not end up in a commitment. And for me, a commitment would be a ring on the finger and a marriage certificate in the bank box, right? And you need to say that to him and say, you know, there's no pressure either way. I just want to know, is that your thought process as well? And if he says to you, well, you know, I can't guarantee anything, then that's him saying, I'm not looking, I would not want it to change from what it is right now. And then what you do is you don't break it off. You just say to him, well, I think we probably want different things. You know, I know you're in love with him. And so at that point, you're going to spend time with him, but you're going to greatly reduce the amount of time you spend with him.
Oh, God, we only see each other on Saturday nights because he lives so far away. So it's one night a week. And then he leaves first thing in the morning because he has to let his dog out.
Okay. You bet.
I mean,
I was just
on the phone with him. And I said, you know, 4th of July falls on a Friday, and I wish you'd come up this way because we could go see the fireworks, what have you. Well, what about my dog? I said, you can't find anyone to take care of your dog. And I get that all the time. I'm getting fed up.
I understand that. Let me ask you another question. Have you ever been to his place?
No, he had a house. His wife died in September. I met him in October, and he lost the house because he couldn't afford it without her income. And so he moved into an apartment, and he's living there with his niece.
And his niece answers the phone sometimes?
No, he has his own cell phone.
Okay. So he lives with his niece, so he's never... how far does he live? 45 minutes?
A couple of hours.
Okay.
Probably takes him 2 hours to get here.
Okay. Can he bring his dog?
No, not where I live. There's no dogs allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay. So don't take this the wrong way. Could you maybe go to a hotel for the weekend?
Oh, a hotel? Oh, he's complaining.
A hotel that allows dogs.
He's got an excuse for every blessed thing I bring up.
Because my question...
why can't the niece watch the dog?
I'm just...
Oh, she's got her own dog, and she's a problem.
Oh.
I'm going to ask you... I know this sounds really weird, but are you sure... 100% sure there's not another woman involved?
Well, he's over here every Saturday night, which to me is day
every
night.
Every Saturday night, he comes to you.
Yeah.
You have dinner. You have a nice evening.
We end up sending out for pizza or something by the time he gets here. It's like 7:30, of 8.
So now let me tell it to you in the way that sounds a little different. I just want to say this. I'm seeing this guy. We don't go out to eat. We don't go to the movies.
Nope.
We don't go dancing. We don't go to museums. We don't go hiking.
Nothing.
We don't go boating. We don't do anything. He comes to my apartment. We order in. Don't be offended by this. We sleep together. And then he leaves early in the morning. What does that sound like to you?
Well, the thing is, if I want to call him, he's available.
Mm-hmm.
And I could call him at 10 o'clock at night mm-hmm. and get him. And I know he
on
has to get back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I just described to you is not a date. It's a booty.
It's a lay.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know, I think that too. And
yep.
It hurts me. And
well,
and
you're allowing it. So this comes up. Now comes the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, you tell him, obviously, he's putting you in that category. And you're allowing it. So now you, if you don't allow it, say, look, you know what? I want you to come on Friday night, and I want to go bowling, or I want to go to a movie. And then if you want, you could spend the night. But that's what I want to do. Or if he comes, gets there late on Saturday, say, no problem. We'll have a late dinner. I want you to take me out to dinner. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Oh, I've gone through this. I've gone through this, and it's a no-go, and I do believe I'm a booty call. But we get along so well, yeah. And I don't know if it's going to turn into something better or if I should, or if someone else is going to come along.
Okay, first of all, I don't see this going anywhere else than where it is, okay?
Okay.
Because
okay.
I always say, we guys have a place card holder. And where they place your card is where you're going to stay, and it's almost impossible to get out of it. He put you in booty card holder, not in wife material holder. And the reason is you didn't demand it from the beginning. Had you, this whole thing would have changed. But you didn't know. You thought you were being nice. You were trying to be kind and make it easy and
well,
thoughtful.
Well, his wife had just died. It wasn't the appropriate
right.
time.
No, I understand. And how did you meet him?
Oh, well, this will probably add fuel to the fire
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
I never met him till a month after his wife died, but I was on a chat line a year before, and I'm single, and I have been since 1997,
okay.
and he was on it, and we started
okay.
talking, and he was married.
Okay. Was it appropriate talking or inappropriate talking?
A little of both, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
It was inappropriate.
So, all right. So you know his nature.
He wasn't happy in his marriage sexually.
He wasn't happy. He was, whether you're cheating emotionally, or whether you're sexting, whether you're, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
clearly.
Yeah.
Okay, so if he was doing that, okay, a man who will cheat with you will cheat on you. Mama always said, and it's true. And,
yeah.
and in this case, I guarantee you, you're not the only one. You're the one for Saturday night. I'm telling you. Trust me on this. You want to meet a new guy who is available, who can you should be going to estate sales. You should be going to festivals and parties and street events. What are you
well,
doing?
Well, my finances stink, but I want to run this past you. My finances are lousy because I'm living off $800 a month SSI,
which stinks. Yep.
And I'm in housing, you know.
Okay.
And I'm
okay.
used to going out, but now things are different. But
right.
in the grocery store, I was talking months ago to the butcher
okay.
about meat, and he told me he was divorced and what have you. I was in there last week, and I had my makeup on and dressed up. And he was talking to other employees that worked in the meat department. And he kept looking at me, and I was so tempted if he was not with those other men to
right.
go over and say, oh, do you remember me? And I remember his name. But
well, why don't you? I think you should. I get a really strong positive energy around that. You've got nothing to lose, you know.
If I gave you his name, would that help?
Yeah. Does it end with an I-E sound or a Y?
Steve. Stephen.
Okay, Stephen. Do they call him Stevie?
Maybe his friends do. I mean, I only spoke to him once for, you know.
I'm getting a really strong positive yes. So if I were you, I would go ahead and make moves in that direction. And I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
You are not the kind of woman to just be a booty call. You're better than that.
I know,
and
I am.
To raise yourself out of that, because if you accept it, that's what you get, and you're better than that, and you know it.
You know, you're like talking to a best friend. I don't think I have a
call
tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad you called in tonight. I'm really glad you called
in
tonight. Yeah. You know what you need to do now. You just need to do it. And I know it's hard and it's not fun, because at least you got something going on a Saturday night. But you know what?
Exactly.
You're better than that. So it's time to step up and do the right thing, okay?
All right. Listen, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you
taking my call and chatting with me and giving me advice.
Good luck. We'll be praying for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
All right. Take care, Catherine, from somewhere in the USA.
Okay. Thanks.
Good night now. Okay. You know, and it's so hard. And God bless her. I know how hard it is to fall into those traps because – you know, at first you meet this person and it's just friendship, and then they start talking and they're like, oh, I'm not happy, and you get sucked into it without realizing it, and next thing you know, you're there Saturday night.
Yeah.
But when they're, if they don't think enough of you to take you out and buy you
no
dinner,
way.
And I don't, you know, people, you know, say to me, well, when they want to defend that, sometimes they'll say, well, he can't afford. You know what? He can afford Subway.
Right.
You know, even if it's McDonald's, I don't care. Let him take you out.
Right.
Go get a slice of pizza, whatever, you know, and just talk and maybe walk a little bit.
Go out, go for a walk. There's a lot of free things that you can do. Concerts in the park.
Right,
all kinds
exactly.
Of stuff.
There's so many things you could do. But a guy like that, it's because they don't want to be seen out
right.
in public with you, not because they're embarrassed of you, but because they don't want other people to see him with another woman.
Well, and you almost wonder if his wife is alive or not.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine telling somebody that their wife is dead? That would be so unbelievable.
But I've known a lot of people who've done that,
that's,
actually.
Oh, my
you know? And very possible she's passed
and
away. But
possible.
But I would question everything about this man right
yes.
now, because I don't trust him. And I would love for her to show up at his place one day.
Well, that's what she needs to do, is just say, I'm going to pop in on him one day and just do it.
She's not in the position to do that right now, and I understand that financially. But,
right, I get that.
But boy, oh boy, yeah.
No way.
I would say go after Steve the Butcher, you know?
Yeah, he sounds
you get
nice.
A nice slab of meat every Friday night, and maybe he'll take you to dinner. And
yeah, butchers make good
money.
That
sounded really inappropriate. I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
Yeah, I was thinking, wow, you
yeah,
went there.
Yeah, no, I don't mean it that. Oh, my God, now I'm turning all red. Okay, we're going to change the subject here. I want everybody to thank you for listening to another wonderful evening here at the
mm-hmm.
Christian Psychic Cafe. We will be back next Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please give us a call, because you know what? That's what we're here for. We're loving doing this show. We've been doing it for how many years now?
A long time.
A really long time now. We have several hundreds of shows. If you like our show, go to our podcast, listen to any of them. Sometimes you're really weird and odd, but we're always fun. I can promise you that.
We're fun people.
We are fun people. We have to tell you that. We are fun people. If you're looking to get a private reading with me, go to my website, drginny.com, drginny.com, or call my toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Be safe and have a healthy week, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Don't you cry no more.